hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I come to you from the future. Literally 48 hours ago, I was cruising around the island of the country of New Zealand, checking out glowworms and the caves, looking for hobbits, and God knows what else. So I'm a little jet lagged, but Barry the Bugger and Jerry the Diver Guy have already asked me, you know, what are the lotto numbers? And I said, well, I wrote them down, but I wrote them down incorrectly. Therefore, I have to work today and do the show.
And so, for the rest of your life, too.
Yeah, probably.
Pay for your trips.
Yeah. So I literally, I've been out of circulation for the last month. I took an entire month off for the first time in 27 plus years of doing Scuba Radio.
And you came back to a house that didn't burn down.
What do you mean didn't burn down?
I mean, it was empty for a month.
It was.
Did all your your milk turn to cottage cheese and grow mold?
I had house sitters. I know better.
Up to this taking a month off. Hell, Greg, you're off every day. What?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, I just needed a break from you guys.
You needed a break from not doing anything.
Wait, I've tolerated both of you for a good number of years, so I deserve some timed off gas. But you know, I'll tell you, it's the first time, like I said, in 28 years, I've taken off this much time. We had a bunch of shows we pre-produced over the last few weeks that there was quite entertaining, actually. But I literally I went and played tourist for a month. Didn't do anything about scuba diving, boating, flying airplanes, nothing. Had nothing to do with radio. And just kind of, you know, went incognito and
incognito. I still had a radio shirt or something on.
Well, I still got, somebody came up to me, which is fine. I have no problem with that. I mean, all the way down under, even, you know, ran into some folks that were familiar with the show and made some new friends and things like that. Yeah.
Wow. It was nice.
Yeah. And but I did not dive. I purposely went with the idea of, I was planning to snorkel the Great Barrier Reef, but I was not going to do any scuba diving because I just didn't want to. I wanted to just unplug for a month. And I know that sounds weird because, yeah, doing this show, it isn't like it's a real job. True. But when I go on like family vacations and things like that, believe it or not, a lot of times I purposely go and do not do anything related to scuba diving because I just kind of go into that mode like, okay, we got to go dive in and I'm going to come back and talk about it. And we're going to take pictures, videos and do that. And, you know, I kind of go into this scuba radio mode, which I love, but it's kind of nice to kind of unplug and take a distraction every now and then. And it was, gives you new perspective. Like you come back and then the first thing I see is Barry. Yeah. And Jerry, and I'm like, well, this is why I left in the first place.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We're glad to help you.
Uh-huh. So it was a good thing. But, you know, I mean, some scuba stuff did pop up, and you know, I was on boats and things. So, you know, I still had it in the back of my mind a little bit.
Did you see dive boats out there?
Of course. Yeah, there's bunches, especially in Queensland. You know, they have a bunch of dive operations, and we were supposed to go out on a snorkel with one of the dive operators. It ends up that my better half got sick that day, so we ended up canceling it. So I didn't go, but some other people in our group went and had a snorkel on the Great Barrier Reef, and they said it was spectacular.
Yeah.
But one of the things, and that was, you know, obviously Australia. One of the weird things, though, when you're walking around the areas and beautiful beaches and things, but you don't go in the water. They got some of the areas that we were in. I'm sure there's some that are safer than others, but there was one place, Trinity Bay, which was just a ways, like north, I think, of Queensland, if I remember correctly, on the coast. Beautiful area, beautiful beaches and waterfront cafes and places to hang out. Just really, but they had signs all over the beach: no swimming. And then there'd be like saltwater crocs, box jellyfish, and sharks. and they had this area set up with a net and a lifeguard. It wasn't a huge area either, but they had this net system set up to keep the jellyfish and crocs away, I guess, from the swimmers. And it just seemed odd. That was definitely something that you're not used to seeing here in Florida, where we're based out of. But you know, I'm planning to go back potentially in September for a dive show that's happening in Sydney, Australia. And wow. If that happens,
you're gonna have to dive.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was the plan. So I kind of knew I was coming back potentially to Australia. So I figured, all right, I can blow it off and, well, I'll just do it next time and kind of, you know, get the lay of the land. And I really did love it. I mean, Sydney, really neat area, especially the waterfront area, and Queensland area, where, you know, that's where you kind of go and jet off to the Great Barrier Reef. It's, you know, about an hour or so in a fast boat or semi-fast boat to get out to the Great Barrier Reef sites, where you do a live aboard kind of thing.
Sounds like a live aboard would be a better way to do it then.
Yeah, ideally, I think. And actually, they got a unique system. They got some that are anchored out there all the time, and they shuttle people back and forth each day. So it's a different type of setup than traditional live aboards, I think. I mean, they have regular live aboards where you stay on for the whole week, but they also have these little modular type system live aboard setups where you take a fast boat out to the platform, and then it kind of pops around to different reefs, I guess. I don't know all the details, but they got a pretty regimented system out there in Australia, how they handle a lot of the divers and snorkelers. And they are very regulated and very, I don't know, depending on how you look at it, they handle so many people. I mean, one of the things about Australia in particular, and it was the same in New Zealand, we were in a minority in the tourism world, I thought. It happened to be Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of folks from Asia over there, and they love diving and snorkeling, and there were a large number of them there.
Did they try to play a joke on you and put pee-pee in your Coke?
No, they did not. I don't think. But it didn't taste the same.
Ew.
Yeah. So, CJ, you would have liked it. And by that, I mean the
not diving?
The Australian flavor of Coke.
I don't drink that crap.
I'm kidding. I don't know. But yeah, it was a grand adventure. No doubt about it.
Was he talking about not diving?
Yeah, I said I did not dive because I was focused on being able to deal with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad week in and week out. Even I, Mr. Leisure, a man of leisure.
No, that's Vinny.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Vinny. I see. I'm a little off my game.
A little?
Yeah. But I did meet some interesting folks, especially in Australia, and I'll give you a little sample of that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.